God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be His kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to You all hearts are open, all desires known, and from You no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of Your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love You and worthily magnify Your holy name through Christ our Lord. Pray. Merciful God, who sent Your messengers, the prophets, to preach repentance and prepare the way for our salvation, give us grace to heed their warnings and forsake our sins, that we may greet with joy the coming of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your Lord. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our Lord. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out, and I say, what shall I cry? All people are grass, their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our Lord will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength. O Jerusalem, herald all good tidings. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, Here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead the mother sheep. The word of the Lord.
To your land, O Lord, you have restored the good fortune of Jacob. You have forgiven the iniquity of your people and blotted out all their sins. I will listen to what the Lord God is saying, for he is speaking peace to his faithful people and to those who turn their hearts to him. Truly his salvation is very near to those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth have met together, our justice and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring up from the earth, righteousness shall look down from heaven. The Lord will indeed grant prosperity, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and peace shall be a pathway for his feet.
A reading from the second letter of Peter. Do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some think of slowness, but is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a loud noise, and the elements will be dissolved with fire, and the earth and everything that is done on it will be disclosed. Since all these things are to be dissolved in this way, what sort of persons ought you to be in leading lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set ablaze and dissolved, and the elements will melt with fire? But in accordance with his promise, we wait for new heavens and a new earth, where righteousness is at home. Therefore, beloved, while you are waiting for these things, strive to be found by him at peace, without spot or blemish, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." John the baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Amen. Good morning on this chilly second Sunday of Advent. Did you identify with that line in the hymn we just sang, "The Chilling Winds from the North"? Sorry that the furnace seems to be amok. Today, we are introduced to a new evangelist in our 3-year cycle of scriptural readings. This year, we hear from Mark. To the best of our knowledge, Mark was a disciple of Peter and recorded events in the life of Jesus as told from Peter's perspective. It's important for us to remember that Peter was imprisoned and ultimately crucified, perhaps upside down in Rome, for his religious beliefs. And so the Gospel of Mark seems to have an urgency to it. It seems to go by pretty quickly. But the opening of Mark's gospel is something to behold. It's a proclamation. We should have the trumpets, Gene, sounding for this opening line. The beginning of the good news of Jesus the Christ, the Son of God. Wow. So much packed into that one opening sentence. Jesus is not just identified as the Christ, the Messiah, but as the Son of God. During Jesus' time, a Son of God had the qualities of God, that is, divine qualities. Also, we believe that the word gospel, good news, is used for the first time here in the opening sentence by Mark. Immediately after this wonderful opening proclamation, Mark grounds his account by quoting from both the prophets Isaiah and Malachi. Both prophets foretold of a messenger who would prepare the way for the coming of the Lord. Now enters Mark's messenger in the wilderness, clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. Can't you imagine him with that flock of unruly hair? His formidable appearance, coupled with the voice of a thundering preacher, must have been something to behold. This John the Baptizer, as he was called, appeared to be a smashing success as a preacher, addressing head-on the day-to-day concerns of his predominantly peasant audience. John's theme of remission of debts struck a chord with that audience, many of whom were very deeply in debt, since 35 to 45% of the agricultural production was eaten up by taxes. They had little left, and many who were unable to pay lost ownership of their land because of back taxes and became sharecroppers. In addition to acknowledging the plight of these poor and oppressed people, John assumes the role of prophet and preaches forgiveness of sins. John calls upon the people to change their minds, to change spiritually, interiorly, and to change their behaviors, to change what they do, their exterior acts. John asks them to symbolically act out this letting go of sin by being baptized in the Jordan River, by being dunked. Make no mistake about it, this was a profound and exhausting act. Being dunked underwater to loose the ties that bind us to our sins, those things that weigh us down with such heavy baggage from our past. In the process of going under the water, those people and we too symbolically die to sin and come up, arise to the open air and to the freedom of the open, sunny, we hope, skies. Well, we can't make that pilgrimage today to the Jordan River for a baptism like John's. We are called upon to go with him to the wilderness. As one of the commentators said, from the baptism of John to the banquet of Jesus has an interim space in the wilderness. In order to prepare our hearts for the coming of the Christ child at Christmas, God calls us to a rigorous self-examination. God calls us to say no to self-defeating attitudes and toxic alliances or toxic relationships. We know that Jesus himself went into the desert before he began his public ministry. And the church, in the most countercultural way possible, against the culture, asks us to take a penitential pose as we hear the holiday music and see the festive decorations. We're called to be penitent and self-aware. And if ever a penitential attitude were appropriate, it is certainly now when we find so many instances of sexual misconduct and assault. Like a cancer that has spread, sexual abuse and assault has permeated our society. I believe God is calling us to say, no more. In other words, we're called to a kind of washing or baptism that empties our hearts of ourselves and our egos and makes room for the coming of the Christ child. I've had an experience many years ago in a cabin by a river that runs through the Smoky Mountains. I felt then that the heavens were opened, and I understood God to say, I didn't hear a voice, "Know thyself. Know thyself." My experience in the wilderness led to a major life change and gave me the courage to seek a divorce. This is what I believe Advent and the coming of John the Baptist is all about. It is the time for us to ponder who we are, and what God and Jesus Christ means to us. Who are we? Who is God? What does God and Jesus Christ mean to us? Advent and John the Baptizer are not the ends in themselves. They are meant to be the beginning before the beginning. They point to the coming of the Son of God. As John said, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming. I have baptized with water, but he will baptize with the Holy Spirit." Therefore, comfort, oh, comfort my people, says your God. See, the Lord comes with might. He will feed our flock like a shepherd. He will gather us lambs in his arms and carry us to his bosom and gently lead our mother sheep. Therefore, beloved, while you are waiting for these things, strive to be found by him at peace, without spot or blemish, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. Amen.
Amen.
With me, and let us recite our faith together by reciting the Nicene Creed, found on page 10 in your bulletin. We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Prayers of the people. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church.
That we all may be one.
Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons.
That they may be faithful ministers of your words and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
That there may be justice and peace on the earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let thy perpetual shine on them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we also come to share in your heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others, especially those at home. We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating an anniversary this week, especially Debbie and Don Simon.
Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you
in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone.
We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
He's so warm. He's. I need to.
Oh, you're like cold.
Are you going to go with me now?
I am. That is my good news.
see your bulletin here. The next thing we're going to do is the choir is going to sing, and then we'll go to the choir will sing this, then we'll start with the communion service, and okay? And then the Lord's Prayer.
Touched by it all. So thank you very, very much. And now our choir director has an announcement. So we hope everybody can come on Tuesday. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
With you.
And also with you.
lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because you sent your beloved Son to redeem us from sin and death and to make us heirs in him of everlasting life, that when he shall come again in power and great triumph to judge the world, we may without shame or fear rejoice to behold his appearing. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. To you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming and glory. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country, where with Thaddeus, Mary, and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast.
Hallelujah. God for the people of God.
Thank you.
God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you today and remain with you forever. Amen. Amen. Go forth in the name of Christ.
Thanks be to God.
I'll go a couple Sundays.